Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Last Best Hope, The Greatest Speeches of Ronald Reagan, is an edited anthology of 28 major speeches delivered by Ronald Reagan across his political career. From his first notable entry into politics in 1964 to his final public farewell, The Last Letter to America, presented as a documentary collection rather than a conventional narrative book. It brings together Reagan's most influential rhetoric in one place and frames each speech with contextual introductions, including material by his son, Michael Reagan. The volume is designed to show how Reagan communicated his political identity through themes such as faith, freedom, individual responsibility, limited government, and patriotism. It also helps readers understand why Reagan became known for his optimism and persuasive public style, especially during his presidency. As a book, it serves both as a historical source and as a study in political oratory, making it relevant to readers interested in American conservatism, presidential history, and the role of speechmaking in leadership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated record of Reagan's political voice across four decades. The central value of the book is that it gathers speeches from multiple stages of Reagan's public life into a single volume. This gives readers a long view of how his message developed from his early political emergence to the end of his public career. Because the collection spans such a broad period, it shows not only what Reagan believed, but how consistently he repeated those beliefs over time. That consistency is important for understanding his public identity. The speeches are not random excerpts, but a deliberate record of a politician who relied on repeated core ideas. For readers, this format is useful because it allows direct access to primary source material rather than secondhand summaries. It also reveals how Reagan used public speaking as a governing tool, not just a campaign tool. The book therefore functions as both an archive and a rhetorical portrait, showing the continuity of a political worldview through the actual words that carried it into public life. Secondly, freedom, limited government, and personal responsibility as the book's core political ideas. Across the collection, Reagan's speeches repeatedly return to a tightly linked set of political commitments: freedom, individualism, limited government, and personal responsibility. These themes are not treated as separate talking points. Together, they form the ideological structure of his public appeals. The book is revealing because it shows how Reagan made abstract conservative principles concrete enough for broad audiences. He presented liberty not as a technical policy preference, but as a moral and civic condition tied to human dignity and national strength. Limited government appears in this framework as a protection for citizens, rather than merely a budgetary position. The speeches also underline the belief that free individuals, not institutions alone, are the proper source of social progress. Reading these speeches in sequence helps explain why Reagan's rhetoric was effective. He did not simply argue for policies. He told a larger story about what America is and what citizens owe one another. The collection is therefore especially useful for understanding the philosophical core of Reaganism. Thirdly, faith and patriotism as rhetorical sources of legitimacy. Another defining dimension of the book is the way Reagan links religious faith and love of country to political meaning. The speeches consistently suggest that America's identity depends on more than institutions or economic success. It also rests on moral conviction, transcendent purpose, and confidence in the nation's ideals. This is one reason the collection matters historically. Reagan did not treat religion and patriotism as ornamental elements in speeches. He used them as organizing principles that helped explain public responsibility, national resilience, and hope in difficult times. The book shows how this language reinforced his standing with audiences who saw public life as inseparable from moral belief. It also explains the lasting emotional power of his speeches. They are built not only on argument, but on shared symbols and values. For readers, this section of the collection offers insight into how political leaders use moral language to create trust and unity. It also clarifies why Reagan's speeches often felt broader than partisan statements, reaching toward a national identity rooted in purpose and optimism. Fourthly, historical introductions that turn speeches into readable context. A distinctive feature of the volume is the contextual material surrounding each speech, especially the introductions that explain when and why the speech mattered. This matters because a speech on its own can lose part of its force when separated from the moment that produced it. By providing historical framing, the book helps readers understand the immediate political, social, or international setting of each address. That makes the collection more than a simple transcript book. It becomes a guided reading experience in which historical circumstances illuminate rhetorical choices. This approach is valuable for students and general readers alike because it makes the speeches easier to interpret without reducing them to detached documents. It also shows that Reagan's rhetoric was responsive to events, even when it expressed stable principles. The introductions help connect the words to the issues of the day, whether domestic politics, national morale, or Cold War-era concerns. As a result, the book works well as an entry point into Reagan's public career and into the broader history of late 20th century American politics. Lastly, a study of presidential persuasion and the long reach of optimistic rhetoric. The book is also important as a case study in how rhetoric can shape political authority. Reagan's speeches demonstrate that persuasion in leadership depends not only on argument, but on tone, repetition, and emotional clarity. The collection repeatedly shows him presenting America as capable of renewal even in difficult circumstances, which helped define him as a leader of optimism. That optimism was not superficial. It was part of a deliberate political style that reassured audiences and made his agenda feel achievable. The book makes it possible to see how this style supported his broader public image, including the strong electoral mandate he won during his presidency. For readers interested in communication, the collection offers a practical example of how language can unify themes, build trust, and translate ideology into memorable public messages. Unlike books that analyze Reagan from a distance, this volume lets readers hear his own voice across multiple moments. That directness is what makes it especially useful for understanding the relationship between speechwriting, leadership, and political legacy. In conclusion, The Last Best Hope, The Greatest Speeches of Ronald Reagan is best suited for readers who want direct access to Reagan's own words, rather than a later interpretation of them. Historians, students of political rhetoric, conservative readers, and anyone interested in presidential communication will find it especially useful. The book offers practical value as a source of historical context and rhetorical study, but it also has intellectual value as a record of how a major political figure built a lasting public identity through speech. What sets it apart from many other political collections is its combination of breadth and framing. It does not simply reprint speeches, but situates them in context so readers can see how Reagan responded to changing national circumstances while maintaining a consistent worldview. It is also notable for showing the continuity between his early political career, his presidency, and his final public statements. For readers seeking a compact but meaningful window into Reagan's leadership style, this book stands out as both a primary source anthology and a carefully organized interpretive introduction to his legacy. If you would like to support Ronald Reagan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.